WHYY has learned Delaware prosecutors and the FBI are investigating possible financial wrongdoing at a nonprofit that was run by a former Delaware Speaker of the House. WHYY's Chris Barish has been digging into the scrutiny of the Police Athletic League of Delaware, also known as PAL.
Valerie Longhurst headed PAL for more than 7 years while she was one of Delaware's most powerful state legislators. Under her leadership, PAL obtained about $4.5 million in state and federal grants to renovate PAL's facilities in Hocassin and Newcastle. But now the state wants nearly $900,000 back and says PAL submitted duplicate invoices to justify spending for a federal pandemic relief grant and state grants. Authorities say the money was used for daily expenses, not facility renovations. Sources told WHYY that PAL's board forced Longhurst out last summer after learning of a revenue shortfall. And now the state prosecutor's fraud division and the FBI are investigating how it spent the grants. FBI agents recently appeared at Legislative Hall and the State Finance Office with subpoenas for PAL records. Longhurst countered that she left PAL because she lost her House seat in 2024. She said she didn't commit any wrongdoing at PAL.
I was not responsible for writing grants. I was not responsible for reporting grants. That wasn't what I was asked to do when I got hired because I had a bookkeeper who did all that.
Bookkeeper Angela Wicht left PAL in early 2025 and said she filed reports properly.
If there could have been overlap in receipts, it could have been that a partial payment that wasn't covered by one grant was turned in for another grant, but it wouldn't have been, we paid this contractor $500,000 on this grant and I used that same $500,000 receipt for another grant. Absolutely not.
Delaware Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro is a former Newcastle County police officer who was on the board at PAL, which was founded 4 decades ago by county cops.
I am disappointed at the financial challenges that the PAL is in right now. We as a board will continue to cooperate. We have nothing to hide, and we'll just see how the investigations go.
Attorney General Kathy Jennings and Delaware's U.S. Attorney Ben Wallace would not comment on the investigation. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.